You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey, The Bird Show.
Hi, so for those of you that are Lost fans, this next 5 minutes will be fantastic.
Right.
For those of you that aren't.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, you may stay. I mean, like, if you're somebody that is either forced to see the finale on Sunday or is just curious, maybe some of these some of these people, you know, who have an ending, maybe it'll give you an idea of what the show might be about.
Producer Carl just instant messaged me and said, for us who have never seen Lost, is this a Survivor-type reality show?
Carl.
No idea. Zero idea. No, it's not.
Now, I think that you should probably go first since you're the diehard Lost fan in the room.
How do you explain what Lost is? It's a, five-season soap opera about people that were on a plane, got in a plane crash mm-hmm. on a very mysterious island.
Right.
And for the last couple of seasons, they've been trying to get the hell off this island.
Mm-hmm.
And just the most random sort of bizarre things happen on this island.
Mm-hmm.
And it's now coming down to the point where some of those that crash, it appears as though they're working their way off the island, and that's really it.
So what's your prediction for the ending?
I really don't have one. I got to be
honest.
I would say that good is going to triumph over evil in this one. So I would say, if you're a Lost fan, I say Jacob is going to get killed pretty quickly here. Jack is staying on the island, and the smoke monster doesn't get off the island either.
Okay.
Smoke monster.
What is
that?
What does the island represent? Like, do we know if it's purgatory or if it's...
Those are some theories, that it is hell and that they find out that this is their hell.
Again. Oh, so they all died?
That could be one theory. So now, if you're in the Lost and you've been
Lost... You don't know what the island is yet.
You really don't know what the island is yet.
Oh, I want to get my
You know
friend's
that it
theory.
Can it can move through time. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it goes back in time. Mm-hmm. Other times when you're on the island, it goes into the future. Mm-hmm. We know that.
Mm-hmm.
We now know that there's a light in the middle of the island, and there are two guys on the island that are trying to protect that light, and they're mm-hmm. brothers, and it looks like they're trying to kill each other.
Is the fat castaway still fat? Because that was
he is.
Yeah.
That's the one thing about the show that does bug me.
Yeah.
I mean, and he's swimming all the time. He's hiking through that island.
What's that character's name again?
Hurley, right?
That's Hurley.
Yeah.
Hurley.
Yeah.
I was going to call him
Where's
Farley.
Where's he getting his food?
I don't know.
I think he's eating the other castaways. You think there's any chance that he, like, ate the smoke monster?
No. 404-741-Q100. If you have a Lost theory, now is the time to document it. I love this because on Monday, there's going to be a whole bunch of people that go in the office and they're going to go, I knew that's the way it ended. No, you didn't.
Mm-hmm.
You're just saying that you did. Now you can document it with us.
Right.
We will play it back on Monday and you can say, listen to Q100 at 9:15. Check it out.
Mm-hmm.
That was the only one that was right. Hey, Casey, good morning. You're on The Burt Show.
Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, these are big-time bragging rights for you if you get this right. What is Lost all about? How is it going to end?
Okay, my husband and I have been watching it from the very beginning, and we think that Claire, Jack's sister, is going to get taken over by the smoke monster, and it'll be her and Jack at the end kind of, you know, in the good and evil positions.
So you think they're going to replace the good and evil now with Jack and his sister? Oh, that's good. That's really good.
Thank you.
Okay.
Because my friend was trying to explain this to me and Katie one night. And basically, and I don't know if this is his theory or this is common knowledge with Lost, that the island pretty much is like the only thing keeping evil from the world or the world from ending.
Yes.
And that basically all this is about a fight about good and evil.
If the smoke monster gets off of the island, all we know is that it's going to be awful for the rest of the world.
Because the smoke monster sounds ridiculous. But basically the theme is that the island is almost like a cork in the bottle of evil.
Yeah, well, that's exactly how it was explained on the show.
Okay, and so that's common knowledge.
Yes.
Okay.
The smoke monster is really this character, Jacob's brother. Mm-hmm. He got thrown into the light, and rather than dying, he turned into smoke.
Okay.
Floats around the island like as a puff of smoke?
Yeah, well, and he changes into other people's body forms also. Like, he is in the form of John Locke right now, but he's really the smoke monster. Come on, man.
See, wow. All I'm saying—
Is John Locke dead?
All I'm saying is Dragon Con, honey. And yeah. I don't know how you want to mask it. You don't think you're a geek, but I'm telling you, storylines like this, total geek fest.
This makes Dragon Con look like the hippest event ever. All right, Trisha, we can document this for you. What is the end of Lost?
Well, I think that they were all dead since the plane crash and that they are in the hell. And I think that all the flash forwards are the way that they would have wanted their lives. And I think that the tunnel of light is actually heaven. But evil people that go in there, of course, turn into smoke monsters or whatever because they're not allowed. And I think that that's the way to heaven and that they're all going to end up going through there.
That makes sense because the bad brother kills his mom, right? Mm-hmm. So he's bad now. So good brother kills bad brother by shoving him into that light. And him, rather than dying, turns into this eternal smoke thing. So what she's saying is that could be his hell.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
I know it's tough.
Is there any chance that, like,
they'll just
cut back to the cockpit of the plane and the co-pilot, like, dozed off and had a terrible dream and just woke up for it and the plane lands fine?
I don't know how they can end this with Lost fans being happy.
With every single one.
It'll be like Sopranos. The lights just go out,
or
right?
Or Seinfeld back in the day. Also, remember how so many people were upset that they were all in jail together, right? Good morning, Betsy. You were on The Burt Show. Hi.
Left on the island, that Jack's going to get everyone else off the island, and Jack and Locke are going to be having the same conversation that Jacob and the Man in Black did last year at the end of the season, saying we really want to kill each other, but the rules won't let us do it.
The only thing I missed there was Jack and who, Locke?
Yes, Jack and Fake Locke, you know, whoever you want to call them. They're going to be the only two left on the island. Everyone else is going to get off.
Okay, so your theory is that Jack really starts to now assume Jacob's role, and the fight continues.
Exactly, and that they want to kill each other, but the rules won't let them kill each other, just like how the rules wouldn't let Jacob and the Man in Black kill each other either.
These guys fell asleep 3 minutes ago. I am so excited by all of these theories because they all make sense.
Is that basically the balance of good and evil? That's why they can't kill each other? Is one represent good and one represent evil?
Yes, but we don't know why they can't kill each other yet. But her theory sounds really good.
Because my thing is it's balance. You can't have one without the other.
Whose rules are they?
What do you mean?
Like, she says it's the rule, you can't kill each other. So, like, whose rules are they?
That we don't know yet. That we're going to find out on Sunday.
Well, why do you just
hope you find out?
We better find out.
Are they still doing stuff like running fake commercials and there's weird codes and crap?
Not so much of that anymore. But there are some, like, really, like, hardcore Lost geeks that slow down the words every week and... we'll TiVo it and slow it down and watch it in pause mode because there's all sorts of crap that sort of happens in the background sometimes.
Wow. You've never been sexier to me than you are right
now.
Oh, God.
It's a testament to the writers on the show because people are this invested and this into it, you know, after so many seasons.
It's like, well, if you're invested in it this long, you have to sort of watch to the end. Even if it was season four, you're like, damn, I've just wasted 4 years of my life. I'm going to give it one more season to find out how it ends up. Mm-hmm. Hey, Megan, good morning. You're on The Burt Show.
Hey.
Hi, your theory.
I just wanted to say that Jacob, first of all, is already dead.
Right.
Duh.
He was very condescending.
He got stabbed. She's right, though.
Exactly. But I, for some reason, I'm thinking Jack might even die. I don't want him to, but I think for some reason I'm having a feeling that he might die.
That who's going to die? Jack is going to die?
Jack, uh-huh.
Okay.
Is that your ending?
I don't want him to because I think him and Kate would make a great couple. But
so it ends with Jack dying, and what happens to Smoke Monster? Do you get off the island or not?
I think he's going to be on the island still.
He's still stuck there, okay.
Mm-hmm. I am surprised at how many women are calling up. Because I thought it was all dudes.
No, it's all women.
All women.
All right, Lisa, really quickly, your bragging rights, okay? If you get it right, how does Lost end?
I think that that everybody gets off the island, that you know, that electromagnetism thing?
Mm-hmm.
that they're going to go back and they're going to go back in time and be able to save everybody. But they're going to get rid of the smoke monster that way because they've got to kill him. And I think when they kill him, they're able to get off.
Okay.
So because, you know, all this back, they're going back and, like, all this forward, the new stuff,
mm-hmm.
they're going to be able to, like, it's going to be like they never crashed.
They're kind of like two parallel worlds going on right now on the show. One is what's happening to them on the island, and the other world is what would happen to them if they weren't on the island. So, mm-hmm. and we're not exactly sure how to tie both in together yet.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just amused.
I do think it would be cool for it to end like it started, and whether it's, you know, whether they the plane doesn't crash or whether, you know, I don't know. But I always like stories like that where, I don't know, it kind of ends up back in the beginning. Somehow.
I think the only way off the island should be on a plane that's identical to the one that crashed, and you just have to have the sack to get on it.
You and I, Melissa, wouldn't even get back on.
If hell no.
I'll stay here.
I'll be like,
all
monster. Right, guess what? My new home.
I'm going to make love to the smoke monster for the rest of my
that's
life.
That's right. So I'm going to get another plane.
Let me just go ahead and announce these because we won't have time to get to all of them. Saphir says Desmond's going to replace Jacob. Ben will replace the smoke monster. Okay? That is documented, Saphir. Cindy says, once again, Jack and Locke are going to end up on the beach. Jack is good. Locke is bad.
Okay.
We heard that one already. You're registered. Eric, they're going to lose, and the black smoke gets let out. So everybody on the island dies, says Eric, and the evil thing gets off the island, which means we're not going to be doing the show Monday because we're all dead.
What?
It's not real life, Bert.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's that parallel world thing. And Jill says they'll die in the island timeline and live in the alternative timeline. So that means they'll all
they're
be
home.
They're all home. They're connected in one way, shape, or form, but they're not on the island anymore.
Fascinating.
I'm exhausted.
Woo!
I'm just exhausted right now.
The Bert Show.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love, with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.